Hello and welcome to Sorry You Went Viral, all about the stories that have been setting social media alight these last couple of weeks and the human stories behind those posts. I'm Tim.
And I'm Hannah. Great to have you with us. On today's show, coming up, we've got why an OnlyFans star posing with a Chelsea fan went viral. More on that. And the really tragic story of the singer in the US who has since died of cancer. But now her TikToks have been muted. And so we'll explain all of that and why that's happened. And also the doorbell that's got Disney lovers going completely nuts.
But first, let's start with what's gone viral. And I'm not a massive fan of cocktails in a can. Are you, Hannah?
I love a cocktail in a can, as long as it's got what it says on the tin, you know.
Indeed. So this is a story where there's been a big legal lawsuit in the US against the makers of Budweiser. And they produce these cocktails called Rita, I guess in terms of Margarita. I think that's the play on the name.
Nice. Great. Didn't get that. Well done.
But unfortunately, you'd expect they'd have tequila and other spirits in those cocktails. But it was just fruit-flavoured beer, believe it or not. Not my kind of thing. I mean, I don't drink, but I'd be pretty disappointed if so. But as I said, the big lawsuit, and after the lawsuit was they found against the brewer, they said anyone who has purchased these Rita cocktails, you provided a receipt or proof of evidence, and you can get some compensation. And what I love about this is this woman. Called Amanda or Parquet Court on Twitter. She just uploaded this picture, as you can see on the video, of her posing with a can of Rita. I don't know if it's at a festival or just in a park. And she ended up getting 10 cents compensation for it, which is just brilliant.
But it's only 10 cents, but you can imagine then, like, everyone else piling in on this as well. So poor Anheuser-Busch, the makers of Budweiser, suddenly have got this tweet alone got 9 million views. And so of those 9 million, there's bound to be a few Rita drinkers in there as well who are just thinking, oh, have I got a receipt somewhere or a photo or goodness knows what? So absolutely brilliant, just like the number of people now piling in trying to get their few cents worth of compensation from the brewer.
They have. People have been sharing their screen grabs of their 25 cents or 10 cents they've got for their cans off the back of this, which is just brilliant. But again, just don't make up what's in your drinks, frankly.
Yeah, don't make it up. Because, I mean, 10 cents goes a long way when it's 9 million times, isn't it? So.
Next story. Oh, obviously, I was obsessed with the League Cup final as a Liverpool fan.
Yes, I can't, honestly, I have to confess, I didn't even know what was going on. Didn't even know.
Don't blame you.
But I'm fascinated by this story, so tell us more.
It's a bit of a tricky one. You can see this photo we're showing on the screen now. This is an OnlyFans model whose name is Astrid Wett, and she's very OnlyFansy, should we say. She posted this photo on outside Wembley of her with this man. We're not showing the man's face in the photo for reasons that become apparent. She claimed that this man had given her his son's ticket for the football. Obviously, when the League Cup final, incredibly popular, very hard to get a ticket. Unfortunately for him, someone zoomed in on the photo and showed that he had his flies undone, which, as you can imagine, posing with an OnlyFans model with your flies undone, with football fans, led to an incredible amount of mocking. 15 million views her tweet got. For the face of it, it sounds quite, you know, again, amusing and one of those things, a bit of football banter, but it actually gets a bit darker. So a guy called Dean quote tweeted saying that this guy is a friend of mine and this fake hungry T word, should we say, he has blatantly lied to get likes or whatever. He's been trolled relentlessly because of her lies. If you could retweet so people could see it's bullshit, that'd be great. He had to answer to his employer, family, etc. Obviously a huge fallout from this photo. Again, there's a bit of back and forth and after that about whether he'd engaged in some conversation a week before. he claimed that the friend then says this is only part of the story. Ended up this guy, the center of it all, ended up deleting his socials because of it. Obviously, a big fallout from his family and friends. And you know, it's really tough situation.
I'm trying to work out what the moral of the story here is, because, you know, she's got all the publicity that she possibly could have wanted out of it, yeah, even if she has had her good name dragged through the mud as a sort of like a side effect. But, you know, he had still kind of like been messaging her and contacting her. Nothing wrong with that. She's on OnlyFans. That's what she wants people to do. So I don't know. I suppose it's just sort of like, don't get involved in something if you don't want to sort of like to have the consequences of it. And also, presumably, he posed knowing that she was going to then kind of like put this picture all over the place, because that's kind of like that's her shtick. That's what she does. So I don't know. Part of me thinks, don't get involved in social media stars and pose with them if you don't want to also get caught up in their game. And from her point of view, I'd be like, have a bit more consideration for the people who you're dragging through the mud just to make a profit.
Yeah, it's just really, really tough situation.
It's really tough.
Next up, would you want your husband to seductively make your dinner for you, Hannah?
I mean, the man can't boil an egg. So, sorry, Lou, if you're listening, watching. Seductively, I mean, I suppose that'd be quite nice.
I heard you haven't been feeling well, so I made you a few things to hopefully help you feel a little bit better. First, I have a homemade chicken noodle soup. It's packed with veggies and a flavorful broth. I know you're gonna like it. A little sprinkle of some chopped parsley to finish the soup off. I have some toasted sourdough garlic bread, some sliced oranges, some lemon honey ginger tea to soothe your throat. It's important for you to stay hydrated. A linen napkin and a spoon. And if you're feeling up to it, I got you a little sweet treat of a blueberry Danish. I'll put that on the side. And there you go. I hope this helps.
So this guy called William Conrad _ on TikTok, and he calls himself your stay-at-home boyfriend. And he's, I'd say, divided TikTok. There are certainly lots of people who absolutely love this guy. I find it a little creepy, but I can see why he appeals. I don't know how you found it.
I find it really creepy. I mean, I like the idea of, I mean, I get the whole Nigella thing of just sort of like seductively talking about food and presenting it and all the rest of it. But it's clearly people like that. They're not necessarily interested in him. It's just his voice and the way he's doing it. But for me, I'm just a bit like, whoa. But maybe that is just because I know that would never, ever, 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 ever happen in my own life.
I feel tempted now to try and seductively make some toast, tea and toast for my partner next time in that way. I think she'd just go stop doing that if I tried anything like that at all.
Or she'd just be like, take it away, just eat it yourself. No, not making me feel better. Stop it.
They were funny. There's some comments joking about how he's kind of talking to a kidnap, you know, someone he's kidnapped or something. There is a kind of, again, when you think about it, I kind of like, it does play into the kind of ASMR, easy listening, and I can see why it does appeal, but it is a bit freaky.
Yeah.
Next, really sad story. You may have seen, it's covered on mainstream media, of this woman called Kat Janice. Let's play a little clip of her TikTok.
Of face in the neon, suddenly. So very sad news to let you know is that Kat has since died. She's a young mum. She's just 31 years old. She had a very rare cancer. It's called a sarcoma, which is cancer of the bones. And she had essentially released music and put it out on TikTok. And the one that kind of like got, I think she got millions and millions of views on TikTok was for an original that she'd written from her hospice, from hospice care, called Dance You Out of My Head. And as I said, it was seen millions of times. She was raising money for her 7-year-old son, essentially for him to have her music catalogue and music rights in after her death. And she'd said, oh, you know, I want my last song to bring joy and fun. It's all I've ever wanted through my battle with cancer. Loads of people kind of resonating with this. It's a really beautiful, powerful thing to do. Especially sort of posthumously being able to pass on so much money. But there's been a weird sort of twist on this as well. Not a backlash against her as such, but just, you know, the nature of kind of like the commercial world out there has had a massive impact on who can hear her story and her stuff.
Yeah, I just realised when looking through her TikTok, seeing how she has very publicly documented her treatment and her struggles. Even posting from her her hospital bed, a hospice, I should say, that you may have seen that TikTok and Universal Music have had a bit of a falling out over use and payment for their songs, which has led to songs and videos, I should say, on TikTok being muted, not just necessarily. Yeah, just basically any video with that containing the music, either miming or having it in the video, has been muted. So this means that some of her videos where she talks about and documents her cancer treatment have now been muted, and you can't hear her. You can see her, but you can't hear her. And that must be kind of quite hard for her family and her followers to now realise they've kind of lost a bit of her because of this fall.
I mean, one could only hope that maybe they'll make a kind of like a concession just in this one case, or that their row is swiftly kind of like resolved, and therefore, you know, the all of that music and audio can be heard again. But I hope it doesn't take away from the fact that what she's done is incredibly courageous. I can't think of a more beautiful way of kind of like leaving this world and passing on a legacy to your offspring other than that. I'm a massive music buff anyway, so I just sort of like, yeah, it's just beautiful, I think. And fingers crossed, we all get to hear her lovely voice again. Now it's time for what it's like to go viral. And as a Swiftie, I can absolutely concur with this. This is what it's like. This is the impact that Taylor Swift songs heard live can have on her fans. I mean, it's quite the reaction, isn't it? That is Madison Blackbird, who was sitting outside one of Taylor Swift's recent Australia concerts in Sydney. So she wasn't actually in the stadium. I think she was outside with friends. Clearly, that song, the song is Exile, by the way, it meant an awful lot to her. And the TikTok was then seen by millions of people, you know, anyone who puts Swift, hashtag Swifty or anything like that in anything is going to get a lot of views anyway, because Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift. But yeah, I mean, the reaction she had, I think on the one hand was just like, that's amazing and beautiful and crazy and all the rest of it. But some people have been a bit more sinister about it, and cynical rather.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot, just people being sniping about her friends or her reaction itself. And she ended up speaking to RollingStone.com about this experience. And she said that after posting the TikTok, she turned the comments off because it was turning negative. And she says, you know, I didn't she just couldn't see the point, and it just seems a bit strange. She's then actually, after all the publicity, removed the original TikTok and then posted this response to the haters, shall we say. Let's a quick listen to this.
People get exhausted trying to figure me out, and I just let them.
So yeah, she's a real Swifty, a real TikTok user as well. And she told Rolling Stone that, she said, I reacted the way I reacted. I'm a very passionate person. And she admitted, she laughed at the response to it all. But again, she's in control, and she decided when enough was enough and wanted to move on. And she's clearly, you know, dedicated Swifty really means a lot to her. And it's the power, as you talked about, the power of music. It can affect people in all different ways.
Yeah, and just interesting, I think, to see what it is like to go viral. She hadn't intended to. That wasn't the purpose of posting on TikTok in the first place. She said she was expecting to maybe reach 200 people, not millions. And then as soon as it became unsustainable for her and uncomfortable, then she took it down as well. So it's a good lesson for her, I guess, and for other people as well. It's just that you never quite know what's going to go viral, and you've got to be prepared to sort of act in accordance with your own values as and when it doesn't become sustainable anymore.
I think she's done a great job here, and you know, all power to her. And yeah, enjoy the rest of Taylor Swift's concerts and her new album, Madison.
Yes, that's coming out April 19th. The Tortured Poets Department. Can't wait! It's gonna be so good.
I've got a feeling this may not be the final time we talk about Taylor Swift on the show. And now it's time for the Timeline Cleanser, and everyone knows that amazing feeling of buying your first house. But imagine finding this when you try out the doorbell. Well, I wasn't expecting that. And neither were 16 million people who viewed this TikTok from Taylor Ann West. It is, if you hadn't guessed already, the music from The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better down where... Anyway, I've got massive doorbell envy.
I mean, I think there's a lot of Disney lovers who were obsessed by this and wanted to know where she got it. And her and her boyfriend did a lot of research and I think found the closest equivalent to it on Amazon and posted a link on there or in the bio on TikTok. It's just captivated TikTok. Some people have said, I'd forget someone was at the door and would just keep vibing. Say this would be a major selling point for me if it was buying the house.
Me too, definitely. I'm genuinely thinking of like, now I need to go and search through Amazon and find if I can jazz up our very, very boring ding dong.
I don't think my partner would be very impressed if I started changing our doorbell chime. But hey, it's your house. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. My husband's half deaf as well, so I can get away with all sorts.
I think this feature has been Paul Lewis, I think, the theme of this week's show.
Fingers crossed you won't listen.
That's it for this week's show. We'll be posting all the links to the content creators so you can see the videos in full for yourself and like and share them. And we'll be back next week with more clips of the funny things and the human stories behind those viral posts. So we'll see you next week.
See you. Thank you.